later today, as a matter of fact, in the next hour, I'm going to be discussing some of the items that I think and I hope will be of interest to you. I sure intend for them to be. More information that you can grasp and put into your lives. One of those has to do with college. I want us to take a look at college, kind of get an idea of what it's about, but with the primary focus being the answer to this question: should we pay for college? Or should we let the nation invest by paying for college for American citizens? Should we, the taxpayers, say to our political leaders, use the taxes that we're sending you, use some of that money to pay for the college for American citizens, all American citizens who want to go to college? Use some of that tax money, some of those revenues that we send you each year to pay for our education. And we get educated, we'll be able to get better jobs as long as you all keep the good jobs coming. And we'll be able to not only what we'll be able to give you a return, give ourselves a return on our investment. Because remember, the taxes that we pay is our money. It is coming from our paychecks. That's our money anyway. We just send them up there to decide how to manage that money. And I think that it is wise to use some of those revenues that we send them to further educate American citizens who can then use that education to just do more and more beneficial things for the country. It is an investment. You're talking about using our revenues to invest in us so that we, the people, the entire nation, gets a great return on our investment. Well, that's one way of looking at it. We'll take a look at that, and we're going to take a look at your brain on the treadmill. Yeah, that's right. Your brain on the treadmill. That's coming up in the second hour as well. Now, let's take a brief look at other ways that God is communicating with us. I say both of these for close to the end, simply because the way I'll be describing them may seem to be ways that, you know, might sound like, are you sure? I want to encourage you, don't just throw cold water on what I'll be sharing just because it sounds different and therefore strange. Just because something sounds different and strange doesn't mean it's wrong. There were many teachings that came from the prophets of the Old Testament that sounded strange and different to the people who were not born again, and to some who were born again, but especially to those who were not following God. But just because it was strange and different, that didn't mean it was wrong. Even Jesus' faithful followers, the 11, I'm not talking about the 12, because I'm not talking about Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus because Judas was not faithful. But the faithful 11 often heard their Lord and Savior say things that sounded strange and different to them. But not one of the teachings of Jesus was wrong. The Apostle Peter talked about how some of the teachings of the Apostle Paul were hard to understand. But he did not say they were wrong. He let it be known, hey, if you really pour yourself into understanding it, you'll understand it. And he let it be known. It was the people who were darkened in one way or another, who had all kinds of negative things to say about Paul's teaching. So just because something is strange to your ears, strange to your mind, different, that doesn't necessarily mean it's wrong. Thoroughly investigate the matter. Even if it takes weeks, I'm not talking about spend 2 or 3 minutes just kind of thinking about it and then shoot from the hip and make a decision. Sometimes weeks, maybe months may be needed to study a matter out, to thoroughly investigate, rather than just sentence the person or drop, you know, pass judgment on them. Search it out. So the other thing to remember is this. Just because we don't all have all the same experiences, that doesn't mean none of us have that experience. I guarantee you, not everyone hears God's audible voice. I've been able to demonstrate to you from Scripture that people who are followers of God have heard God's voice, and people who are not followers of God have heard God's voice. But you can best believe there are a whole lot of people who have not heard God's voice audibly. Just because there are a whole lot of folks who have not heard God's voice audibly, does that mean no one has heard his voice audibly? So let's not be so quick to judge. All right, so that said, another way that God conveys information to us is by sometimes instilling within our minds, within our brains, videos. It's almost like he's showing us something that is getting ready to take place or something that has already taken place. And it's almost like we're seeing a movie. I mean, an actual live action. Let's look into this next time. Up next, though, the other items I talked about, including your brain on the treadmill.